what between the duties expected of one during one's lifetime and the duties exacted from one after one's
death. It's one of the great roles in all of English language comedy.
Anthony Chase is known to the WBFO audience as hosting his weekly theater talk show. But Chase serves as assistant dean of the School of Arts and Humanities at Buffalo State. He's playing the star role of Lady Bracknell.
But all great character actors eventually play Lady Bracknell. Edith Evans did it. Maggie Smith did it. Judi Dench did it. And then William Hutt, Brian Bedford, the great British actors also play.
So Lady. Other men have played it too.
Oh, yes, yes.
What is that like for you?
Well, you simply are taking on a character. I was asking myself the same thing before I did it. What's this going to be like? But every time you take on a character, you take on a different personality. This one, a radically different look. It helps that it's a different period.
Chase is normally found in the audience critiquing theater or in the classroom teaching to students. But this time he takes center stage, wearing a Victorian dress, shoes, and hairstyle in this social comedy.
I even forget that I'm playing something so radically different from myself. But I walked down the hall the other night, and the crew arrives during the final week, and some of them are my students and former students, and they see me like this, and they are startled and laugh, and I have a moment of, what are you looking at? It's like, oh, right, right, this is very different.
Honestly, I don't think I would have done the play if he hadn't accepted the role.
Now, it took some convincing from the theater department's associate professor, Don Youngstrom. He urged Chase to join the cast in this role.
We were in a chairs meeting, and as assistant dean, he was there for arts and humanities. And our costume designer, Professor Ann Emo, had said, well, why don't you do Ernest? It's one of my favorite plays. And I said, oh, well, okay, maybe. And I was in the meeting, and I kind of leaned, it was before the meeting started, I leaned over to Tony and said, could you do me a favor? And he says, sure, name it. And I said, I'm thinking about doing Importance of Being Earnest, and I'd like you to play Lady Bracknell. So when I told them that Dr. Chase, as they refer to him, was going to be playing Lady Bracknell, they just burst into applause and screams and yelling and whatnot. So I knew it was a good choice, and so I'm very pleased. And he's doing a great job.
He's so knowledgeable about so much to do with the period and the play itself, who Wilde was and why he did and wrote the things that he did.
The student actors appearing in the lead roles have embraced the Victorian time period. Jesse Tiber is a Buffalo State senior and theater major who is playing Ernest.
He's a young man. He's 29 years old. He holds a decent place in society. He does pretty well for himself. This is probably one of the most challenging parts I've ever played. A lot of new stuff for me in this, but going through this journey has just been so fun and challenging, and it's really taught me a lot.
Daniel Torres is also a Buffalo State senior and theater major. He, too, has one of the lead roles that he describes as a prim and proper character.
In The Importance of Being Earnest, I am playing Algernon Moncrief. Just being able to learn to change my voice from, hi, my name is Dan, how are you doing, to, hello, my name is Dan, how are you doing on this fine day today, is just really, really cool to have the experience of being able to learn even more voice work from this.
Algernon?
Yes, Aunt Augusta?
May I ask if it is in this house that your invalid friend, Mr. Bunbury, resides?
Oh, no, Bunbury doesn't live here. Bunbury is somewhere else at present. In fact, Bunbury is dead.
Dead?
Both Torres and Tiber are thrilled to work as equal actors on stage with Professor Chase.
And I never thought I would get this opportunity to work with someone like him. And he was always one of my favorite professors because he's very funny and he makes his classes extremely, extremely, extremely enjoyable.
Having the chance to work with him on a main stage show, I really couldn't ask for much more, especially to end my college career with.
My dear Aunt Augusta, I mean, he was found out.
Both students say they're working toward future acting careers and have taken opportunities during their college time to gain professional stage experience. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
The last was some definite course of action and acted under proper medical advice. And now that we've finally got rid of this Mr. Bunbury, May I ask, Mr. Worthing, who is that young person whose hand my nephew Algernon is now...